Gregory Noller took a road trip with his son, a former combat engineer, just a few months before the unthinkable happened.
Me and him, my dog, and our motorcycles. We went to Colorado, Arizona, Utah. We cooked steaks. We drank a couple of beers. We talked about the events that he was undergoing.
Noller says no alarm bells went off. His son had a strong support system and a good job, but he did mention something that happened in Afghanistan.
One of his roles was looking for IEDs. He missed one. It exploded. It wounded the people in the truck behind him, but not seriously. It wasn't fatalities, but he mentioned it.
When Noller's son later died by suicide, the family was at a loss to explain it. Noller doesn't think post-traumatic stress was necessarily a driver.
So what was the root cause? What got him to the point where he would take his own life instead of saying, hey, Dad, I need some help?
Noller was just one of the people at a meeting held Wednesday in Kerrville, about 60 miles northwest of San Antonio. Medical providers, veterans advocates, law enforcement, and local politicians were there too. The VA is trying to recruit and mobilize them to prevent veteran suicide and wants veterans to play an active role.
I think the number one thing is vets traditionally are much more comfortable talking to another veteran. They'll open up to veterans where they won't open up even to their own spouse or family members.
Robert Dare is with the VA's outreach program, Together with Veterans. The department is offering Kerrville $40,000 a year over 3 years to come up with and execute a community action plan. 8 other sites, including Angelina County, Texas, have already been selected.
Each community in this country has its own personality, if you will. And so a top-down approach, a one-size-fits-all, just simply would not address this the way it is addressed by something that's born within the community, nurtured within the community, and then actually executed within the community.
The program offers training and coaching for communities. Its goal is to promote weapons safety, reduce stigma, and bolster suicide prevention techniques in different settings. Kerrville Mayor Bill Blackburn says he's optimistic about the coalition.
When you look at the people that were here today, and the different groups represented, veterans, VA, law enforcement, city, county, they are already doing a lot. This would be a great coalition. So I think it's going to go forward.
Nearly 500 Texas veterans died by suicide in 2017, the same year as Gregory Noller's son. Nationally, some 20 veterans take their own lives every day. Noller is cautiously hopeful about the coalition.
So they're getting money to come out into these rural areas and set up these programs. So they're doing something. And it's important to do something. Whether or not what you're doing is effective is the question.
I'm Carson Frame in Kerrville.